This is the Arcane Dice Podcast.
Deep below the city of Waterdeep lies the Ender Mountain, home of forgotten civilizations. Levels upon levels filled with monstrosities, madness, violence, and riches beyond belief. Home to Halaster Blackcloak, the Mad Mage. Those who enter are subjected to his whims and fancies, be they boon or bane. It's one gold for the ride down. How many are lucky enough to pay to come back up? The Arcane Dice Podcast presents Dungeon Crawl, Legacy of the Mad Mage.
There's gold in our hills.
It's very stylish.
Yeah, it's looking good. Looking good.
I think my bangs got cut too short for, I was like, this idea. And they're like, yeah. And then I was like, oh, that was a big snip.
I mean, when I cut my hair, all my snips are big.
Amen. I said the same thing at the circumcision.
Right? How's everybody doing?
I did a combat force test with my orderly room staff.
Oh, I saw you walking this morning.
Why did you do a combat force test?
We didn't do it until 2 o'clock. Yeah, like 1400.
Yeah,
I saw somebody doing it.
Yeah, we were doing it all day. It just that wasn't my group yet, but
yeah.
We did it because there's a bunch of tours. Well, there's a bunch of them coming up. And if you can like pre-qualify, then as soon as somebody gets bumped, then you're like,
there you go.
Yeah. And we had a number of people that hadn't ever done it because, well, one SIGS is a feeder directly out of the school, right? So
right.
There were a lot of privates that have never done it before.
Fun times.
Yeah.
And the goal is to go on tour.
Yes. For like most people, but there are the odd person that's like, it's not my thing.
Well, not now. Like, who wants to go sit in Latvia for 6 months and do an exercise for 6 months? Like,
Nick Bing.
Yeah.
Sat in an RB for 6 months, Dave. What are you talking about?
Yeah, but I was actually doing something.
Were you part of the Goss Peak No Pants crew?
I was in.
You'll notice the name No Pants crew,
right?
I was in Gola in the bunker.
Ah, yes.
Yep. I wore a towel
on shift.
I love Chase's face right
now. Like Bellini.
Yeah. He doesn't know who Bellini is.
Yeah. it was either my towel or my pajama pants.
So like, I don't know if that comment of I wore a towel is like me coming out of the Toronto Museum and being like, I saw a corpse and Jesse's grandma freaking out because she thought I saw like a dead homeless person. Not that there was mummies in the museum.
Well, there's probably both.
I mean, you know, some of the dead homeless people are well preserved.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Not that we're making fun of homeless people.
Or dead ones. Or corpses.
Yeah.
Or mummies.
Or daddies.
Exactly. Yeah. Why would we do any of that stuff?
Everybody watch all the Fallout yet?
Oh, buddy, I'm on 5, I think.
5.
That's episode. It.
Yeah.
Going on episode 3.
3?
Boo. Yeah, I had a birthday party on Friday, so I was
in no shape to comprehend or intake.
Watch it until you got to go to work in the morning.
Yeah.
Mister, I can't play Dungeons and Dragons because I have to study. By the way, I finished Fallout in like 48 hours after release. No big deal.
Also factual.
That's because I was done my test.
Did you get any sort of results on that yet?
No. They won't.
Do you ever?
Oh, yeah. You get you're moving on or go get fucked. It's the worst. Like, honestly, like the last one, I don't think they even told me what my score was. Which is really frustrating because you have no idea what to prepare better for next time, right? Like it's just a
It's going to be a different test next time. It doesn't mean anything. Yeah,
but the sections of the test stay very similar. So if I'm having trouble on one section, which is like all the mathematics say, and I did really poorly there, but I don't know, then I don't know to study harder for that stuff, right? Like you would know.
It's not like you bomb a math test and you're all fucking surprised. You're like, oh, I thought I killed it.
Right. Yeah, but there's five full sections. Mm. You could absolutely bomb the math test and score perfectly on everything else and you'd never know.
Yeah, but you would know if you bombed the math.
No, you wouldn't.
Why not?
One plus one is applesauce. I have felt very confident leaving some tests, and boy, have I should not have been.
See, yeah. So the test is
that's fair.
Yes, it is. I can't speak directly to any of the like question styles of that because I'm not supposed to. But it is. There are five sections basically, and each of them has like different things that you have to do for it. And it would be nice to get some kind of feedback to say, hey, you did very well in this section or poorly in this section. Just for repeat offenders like me who have tried multiple times, then I can improve that because that score specifically, your written test, is scored fairly heavily.
Yeah, but you do get feedback. You move on or you don't.
That's not feedback.
That is feedback.
There are many people who move on beyond the test. No, there's many people who move on beyond that. That's the thing. So that's not a great metric for, because they usually, from what I've seen, it seems like they take about double of what they want out of each of those. So you can watch the, like when they put in the resumes, they like right after the resumes are done, they cut like half the people because they're missing something or they're not meeting something or they've forgotten something. You do the written test and they cut like half the people, done. And then those people go on to the mini interviews now. You do the interviews and they cut like half. But there's always like well above what they need by at least two or three times so that as people are failing, flunking, not doing well, or last 2 years I had to pull out of the fitness test because of my fucking ankle. Right. So now they need somebody else to move into that spot kind of thing. So,
yeah.
I had a friend who was a firefighter.
Okay.
He was an Army firefighter or Air Force, I guess, firefighter. But he went down to the firefighter college down in Vermilion for like a year.
People do that.
Did the firefighter course. He was an actual firefighter, fought fires in houses because he fought on base and on stupid boats. And he was like,
stupid boats.
I would not want to be a Navy firefighter.
He had more sea time than most Navy guys.
I would not want to be a Navy firefighter. Right. Like that is a conflagration I would not want to be involved in trying to put out on a boat. Fuck that.
Right. Right? So,
but I mean, he was like, in
the early 2000s, he's like, no, Edmonton. Yeah. I'm not even going to try. You don't get in.
Yeah, it's a very tough process. It's very, very competitive. It's the same thing for Calgary. Calgary's was worse because they had polygraph for the firefighters.
Oh, good.
It's like, you mispronounced the best there, by the way.
Calgary
was the worst, and I said you mispronounced best.
No. I said Calgary also has a tough application process, not the worst.
Yeah,
but it is the worst.
They used to have a polygraph.
Pitsy's brother is in it, and he had a polygraph test.
And that's like lots of guys are like, I can't do it. Like, I was like, why? Like, what have you done that you like, what are you? Like, I took
the big grade. One is,
I know
recreational marijuana, even though it's legal, it's, not allowed.
Yeah, but they don't ask you about gummies.
That's part of recreational marijuana. Yes.
Jesse says that he might have had to do a polygraph, but he definitely had to do a drug test.
Well, yeah.
What do you mean might have had to do a polygraph?
He says he thinks he did. Oh, he had to do a bunch of blood tests and stuff like that too.
Yeah. They hook you up to a polygraph machine. Yeah.
Right. Well, like, well, you know if you've done a polygraph because you hook you up to this machine, and there's a guy there. Talk about it. And he starts asking you questions.
Calgary has polygraphs. Edmonton does not.
No, Edmonton doesn't. I've done this a few times now. I'm
bunk science.
It has been debunked as a
Steven Seagal has beaten a polygraph. Come on.
He just put a tack in your shoe and you press down every time you tell the truth.
You mean he beat one of his wives with a polygraph?
He beat a parrot named Graf. Yeah.
Probably that too.
Dear Steven Seagal, come fight me.
Right? Oh, he will.
I think at this point in time, you could probably beat him because, like, I've seen some of the videos of him moving now, and it's
right.
I mean, it was always kind of questionable. Like, you hear a lot of stuff from some of the people he was supposed to be involved with, and they're like, "Yeah, no, he sucks."
Yeah. Well, I was saw a meme. Yeah, meme. I'm not even going to go with it. But so, I mean, like, apparently he went around and visited Russian soldiers in the hospital.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the meme. And it's a picture of Steven Seagal standing by a hospital bed in a white doctor's coat. And they're like, you just got blown up in Russia. And now you got to wake up to this guy pretending to be a doctor.
Well, I mean, with some other doctors, he might be better trained.
Right, he might be. He get some acupuncture, at least.
Steven Seagal now?
Yeah.
Is that what we're doing?
Yeah.
Sorry, Jesse came and asked me why I was asking him questions.
Oh.
Well, you're...
Hey, if he wants to know, he can just join in our Dungeons & Dragons game.
Yeah.
Jesse didn't do Vermilion or Wainwright that has the Alberta one. He went to Texas. Vermilion.
Yeah, you can go to Texas. Vermilion. There's another place in Montana as well, I think.
Yeah.
Montana or Colorado has a place. Is there a school?
Yeah.
Oh, weird.
BC's got heard of that one. School. Our buddy Jason went there.
Oh, okay. You don't have to do that with the Edmonton Fire Department because they run their own. So they have a training facility here. So you go doing everything here. So that's
Kona. Also, if you're part-time, has like the once a week training until you like get your certs and shit.
Yeah. But like Strathcona, in order to get on with them, I would have to go and get my full, I think I need EMT. It can't even be just EMR. I have to get my full EMT. So the medical qualification that I have right now is called medical first responder MFR. It is basically it's basically equivalent to EMR, except for I don't challenge the College of Paramedics test every year. I don't have to take that.
You have to pay them?
No. That's
you're out of the scam loop.
Yes, that's why the City of Edmonton did that, is because the medical services that the City of Edmonton Fire Department provides, fire rescue, does not require that thing. So they have removed it so that their firefighters are not paying, as you say, the scam fee.
I mean, the City of Edmonton also saves money on that because then they have their paramedics that they can call out if needed instead of having one on every... Mm-hmm. Truck.
Yeah, but like the fire department or fire rescue, they have their own protocols of what they can do. So they have a whole bunch of stuff that they can do. And then obviously if there's a medical emergency that's beyond, we're obviously still waiting for an ambulance regardless, right? Like there's nothing that a fire truck can do to transport somebody who's injured. So we have to wait for but in the meantime, we can stabilize and...
There's a giant ladder you can strap them to.
Yeah, I'm sure that exposure, that wouldn't kill them in Alberta, you know, minus 40 in the fucking winter.
That's just can drive fast.
Hey, look, we turned him into a popsicle and just thaw him out. Yeah. He's not bleeding frozen anymore.
Frozen carbonite. Han was fine.
Exactly.
It's a little.
I refrigerated the organ donor. Yay.
Just a little hibernation sickness. That's all.
No big deal.
No big deal.
He has carbonite poisoning.
Yeah, talking about a big deal. You guys, last few episodes, you kind of, I'm not going to say you killed the druid, but you kind of, you got rid of the druid.
She started it.
Yeah, I can't argue that. She did. And then she did start it.
All over this map.
Of course, she was
fucked all her plans.
Going to finish it. Ooh. She was going to finish it until Corey and her wild fucking magic.
Like, I gotta say, I don't think it's been anywhere close to like a 50-50 for like good versus bad. I'm pretty sure that up until this point, it's probably been leaning, I would say 80 or 90% towards the that hurt rather than that helped. But what? That, oh yeah, absolutely, I would. Yeah. I would definitely take those odds. But with that last.
Yeah.
That thing was, that was clutch. That was insane. Oh,
that was that. Beyond clutch. There was firestorm. There was sunbeam. There was, I mean, hell was coming. I mean, even the cantrips that she could cast as a, you know, in druid shape were like, 5d6 or 5d8 or whatever. Like, hell was coming, and you stopped that. You fucker.
Thanks, Dave.
You're damn really right good. We did.
We didn't stop it. Corey just, like, derailed it to a completely different fucking time zone.
Derailed it. So you defeated Willow the Druid.
Mm.
Take it away. By Hallister, after throwing a small little bulb and planting it in the ground, him appearing, telling her it's all going to be okay, leaving you alone in the tower. So you started to explore the tower a little bit, find out what's going on in there. You found I think a few magical items, some like silvered weapons, a staff that
I have a staff of flowers, guys.
A staff of flowers.
Morley. Not that I have like Steam notifications on my computer or anything like that. Are you playing Cat Quest?
Oh, myself right now?
Yeah.
That's Kiddo.
Okay.
Yeah.
She is super into it. She just reset her levels so that she could start the adventure all over again, because now she's not super worried about the angry hedgehogs that would like attack her and kill her.
Mm.
Yeah. Checks out.
So now she's just running around fucking slaying. It's a lot of fun.
Slaying.
Right? Angry hedgehog is killing a cat? That's impressive, I gotta say.
Yeah, there's,
have you not ever seen an angry hedgehog?
And buffaloes.
I have, but buffalo. It's still like porcupine, sure, but...
Cat Quest. How cute is this game? I want to see
it. It's so cute.
It looks very freaking cute. Oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
Is that Chase new game of the week?
No, 1.6 came out and I still haven't like finished all of that content. Stardew Valley, motherfuckers.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah. Huge, huge update. Like, the biggest one since the game's released. And I'm on year two, and I haven't even, like, gone to all the shit.
Yeah, but is... What... So, Stardew Valley, that was, like...
That's just that the farming one.
Isn't that the one that
years?
Was...
Like, no, not 10 years. 5 years?
No. Stardew Valley was originally, like... That was on Genesis, wasn't it?
No. It Stardew Valley was the spiritual... Like, after of Harvest Island? Harvest Moon?
Oh, okay.
Okay.
2016 it came out. 2016.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, it's not
new.
Old, but she's almost 10 years old.
Yeah. That's very old for a video game, Chase. Mm-hmm. That is,
yeah, it's almost half your age, Chase.
Hey.
Hey. Oh.
Oh. Yeah, so you guys have been exploring the tower, found some stuff. You got to the very top, popped through a secret door in the bone-filled room to find.
Now, is it like one of those mausoleums in Paris where like it's different
around
and it's just
literally,
okay. No, but this is the top floor.
hot floor, yeah. and the walls, floor, ceiling, literally covered with bones, yeah. decoratively, right?
I mean, well,
as one does.
It's not just littered. Yeah.
You said something about that it might have been like the other adventurers or something like
that. Possibility is other adventurers, yeah. What do we call this?
What if she slept in there?
An ossuary is what they're calling it.
Ossuary? Damn.
Yeah.
Oh, not gonna. Ossuary. What?
Yeah. Meaning. Walls and ceilings, which have humanoid skulls and bones cemented to them in a decorative arrangements.
Interesting. So an ossuary is a container or room in which the bones of dead people are placed. That's very specific.
A few bare patches have yet to be filled.
They had a spot for you, Corey.
Yeah.
So like what happens when you run out of room in your bone room?
Got to make some catacombs.
Right.
Well, you just started a new room.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's...
Not that I'm lost on our map. Never mind. I think I figured it out. We're like the top, the northmost.
Yeah, yeah.
Look for the room with the weird disc.
Yeah.
And then four frogs.
Right. So you come into this room, Harumph making his way through. On the floor is a 15-foot diameter stone device engraved with multitude of images. They're concentric rings of stone. Center stone is fixed in place, engraving birds, butterflies, fish, and small mammals, encircling Willow's smiling visage, right? So you do all that. Harumph goes to touch the stone, give it a little spinneroo, and from there, the four frog statues spring to life. Leaving us right here. So I'm going to have everybody roll the initiative.
Initiative!
I guess I should
put it back, put it back.
Right?
What are we putting back?
The rings that you just fucking spun. Turn them back to the statues.
I don't think that.
Corey, what did we roll?
Corey rolled a 12 with her incredible initiative of a minus one. Corey's got 11.
11. Chitauri.
How do you have a minus one to initiative?
Can we circle back?
Because initiative is part of dexterity.
Okay, we're going to circle back to Chitauri while she finds a dice. Harumph.
I rolled a 7 and I have a plus 2, so a 9.
Nine. Putting Corey at the top of the initiative so far. Ranarat.
I'm just waiting for Ranarat to open, but I rolled a 13, and I'm pretty sure I have a plus 7 to initiative, so that's a dirty 20.
No big deal.
Dirty 20.
That's not confusing.
Right. Roll me some dice, Chitauri.
Sorry. Instead of having like the little Adobe logo beside my character sheet, now it's the Chrome logo and it opens in Chrome. And I'm like, yeah, that's not confusing as in why.
Yeah, they can do that. You just have to right click it and select to open.
Open with.
But everything's on the Chrome logos now too.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That's why I was like, I have my notes. Where the fuck is my shit? Initiative. Mm-hmm. Well, Chrome says I don't have anything, but that's a lie. I rolled that's a one, though. So
you rolled a what? A one?
A one.
I'm just going to put you down as a 3 for now.
Okay.
All right. Definitely not. Definitely not good initiative. Definitely not good initiative. So my frogs are going to take their held action, and they're going to leap.
Can you move on a held action?
It's an A action. I'm not going to like leap and attack, but. They're all going to leap.
I don't think you can move on a held action. I think you can only act.
Well, it's an action, right?
It is, but movement is
a separate thing. Can you move on held action? 5e, right? Yes, as long as you only take, this let me double check, your normal move and don't dash, which would use your action. No, can you use as an action ready movement? If you ready all your... Still ready a movement. The ready action says you can move up to your speed. If your speed is 30 feet, you get to move up to 30 feet.
So I can move up... attack?
No. No, this is my held action, right?
Oh, okay.
I'm just...
Hey, good news, I've gathered them all.
Let's just call it a surprise round, which really doesn't happen anymore, right?
No, you can still have a surprised...
Yeah, I mean...
And it's exactly the same
as a surprise round. I have a feat that means I can't be surprised. Does that count?
Only if there's a surprise round. Yeah, surprise action.
Right.
But you would not be able to be surprised. Never lose your action on a Uzumadujit.
Right. All right, bringing us to
Ranarat.
Top of the round, right? With Ranarat.
Where is the door that Harumph used to get in?
It would be right there. Let me draw a little. Okay.
It was behind the bones.
Let me draw a little purple line there.
Okay. Ranarat's going to peek into these frogs. Look menacing by chance?
Yes, they look like giant angry toads. They're but large.
Other than surrounding Harumph, they haven't done anything quite yet?
Quite yet. Okay. Though perhaps they look hungry?
Perturbed. Okay. Would Ranarat, because I wasn't in there to see, would I... pick up that they are aggressive just by looking?
Roll me a nature check.
What is a hungry frog look like?
16 and nature 18.
So you maybe you're well versed in giant toads, right? As a goblin.
Mm-hmm. Are they a nemesis of goblins, perhaps?
Or perhaps. I mean, they are... You know that they are poisonous. And that they can... They can... at times, swallow people whole.
Okay. Well, then, from the safety of the doorway... Mm-hmm. Ranarat is going to... twin a fire bolt and hit... attack that one... and that one, because I can't
that
see
one
the two
and
above.
That one. Okay. Yeah. All right. Roll me some to hits.
Do it. Do it now.
The first one is an 18 and an 18 again.
All right. Both hit. Roll me, I guess, some damages.
Damage. So we are 14 damage to the first one.
All right.
And 7 damage to the second one.
7 damage to the second one. All right. Okay. Good, good, good. Bringing us
and
to...
And then Ranarat's going to move over this way so I can still see through the doorway, but kind of hiding a little bit more behind Corey.
All right.
And I'm going to bonus action hide.
Bonus action hide.
Also, that is a 16 plus. Damn it.
Okay.
16 plus stealth is 24 to hide.
24 to hide. All right. So this frog is going to blump come into here.
Oh.
See Corey sitting there, and it is going to go for a Spideroni.
No.
Oh, no, yeah. With a 15. Does a 15 hit, Corey?
Back. Wait. No, because I use fucking shield.
Nice.
All right. That's a spell, is it not?
Damn it. It might be.
Yes, it is. Let's see if I... You should still have all your spell slots because you were silenced your entire fucking combat. So,
and it is not a what's the word I'm looking for? It is not a cantrip. So I need you to roll me a d20, please.
Why isn't shield a cantrip? Like, why can't it be? Like, why not? Why just why? Yeah. You know what? I'm asking the real questions here, guys.
You are.
You know, it'd be cool if you just had like you immediately banished it. That would be cool. So roll that number. Or make the toad explode.
Shield with a 37. And it's a first level. You are correct.
Yeah. Roll me a d20.
Now, do you get one free shield, though, without using a spell slot with that ability of yours, Corey? Or is it you use a spell slot every time?
I think you have to use a spell slot. Yeah,
okay. You have to use a spell slot to cast shield.
There are a couple of there's a couple of abilities you get that give you shield that you get to. It's a like racial or something. I can't remember which one it is though.
I'm just a human. It was a natural 20 on the D20, David.
Natural 20. Okay. Roll me a D100.
I just did again. God, when does this end? It's a
when we all die.
69.
When you TPK the party with a 69.
It's 69. Everything goes upside down. Gravity is reversed.
Okay.
Your head comes out your ass.
For the next hour.
Ooh.
Anytime you make an ability check, roll 1d4 and subtract the result.
Ow.
Say that all over again.
Yeah, anytime you roll a d20 for the next hour.
For an ability check.
You subtract 1d4.
Okay.
You have just cursed yourself.
Yeah. Oh no, me die. It's gone forever.
Sorry, his head on the table coming back up. Boom.
I found it. Okay.
That's okay.
That's okay. Moving us to the next giant frog, which is going to attack Harumph.
Hi there.
I need to roll fucking in. Where's my... Oh, there he is. I don't
know. Unknown.
Death Creamsicle. Oh, and that's a miss. Which is too bad. And then there's that guy... he is going... Oh, you know what? He's got flanking. The other guy had flanking, too, but I'm going to remember that. With a 19, which is also a miss.
Correct.
Right? And then Toad 2, he's going to attack and misses. Yeah, fucking armor. Corey, giant Toad in front of you. What's going on?
Well, it just fucking bit me, and I'm pretty sure that, like, frogs don't even have teeth.
Oh, this one has teeth. Sharp little froggy teeth. They're it's all got dentures. Spiky. What?
Sharp froggy teeth? That sounds made up.
Toads just have a bone ridge.
Right? Horny toads. yes, bone ridge, yes. So, I would like to have it open its mouth, its large froggy mouth, and I would like to firebolt it right inside its from the inside of its giant stupid face. Is it one of those frogs too, where like every time it swallows, like its eyeballs have to like come down inside of its skull and shit? Like, can I fucking hit the underside of its eyeball?
No.
What kind of frogs did you grow up in?
there are frogs that would.
No, that's
swallow.
An actual thing because they don't have, like, they can't use their tongue and, like, they can't swallow. So, like, their eyes will come down into their skull and push the food back. It's a fucking thing.
It's a fucking thing. That's why Battletoads were such a terrifying video game.
I love Battletoads. Battletoads was awesome.
So fucking hard. Such a hard game. Oh, shit.
So good, though.
Oh.
It's like the underwater electric seaweed.
Oh, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Level, yes. Of
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Yes.
I still have nightmares total about that bullshit level. And that's right? Fucking... like almost 30 years ago. Oh, well over 30 years ago. Roll the hit, Corey.
All right. Oh, I have to roll a d20, right?
Yeah, but it's ability check, so it's not an attack.
Ooh. Plus my modifier.
Mm-hmm.
It's a 17.
Strangely enough, that's a hit.
Strangely enough. I mean... it's a big fat toad. I mean,
pick that big fat toad.
Big fat toad. Roll.
I want to pet that toad. I want to pet that toad. I want to pet that toad.
Roll me some damage.
Let us do the damagings. You know what? Considering how many times we've played this game, you would think I would know my shit, but I don't. I do not know my shit.
We never assume that you know your shit.
Yeah. That's why 12. We don't give you a shit test.
12 damage.
12 points of damage? 12 damage.
12 damage.
All right. Fair enough. Excellente. Excellente. Bringing us to Harumph, who is certainly not last.
Oh, well, I'm in shock because I thought it'd be pretty far down there.
Well, Shatari's really far down.
If it counts, my initiative wasn't technically a 3. It was a 4, Dave.
Okay, I will make that change.
Do I remain in the same position I am in initiative for?
Yes.
Dave, Harumph, seeing the frog go after what he assumes was Ranarat, because the frog chased Ranarat, is going to
attempt... little meal.
Yeah, he's going to attempt to chase, though.
Okay.
I don't know. So I think they're all basically going to get a free shot.
Yep.
As I move.
Okay.
Do frogs have any like heightened senses? Like,
well, they shouldn't have advantage
or anything like that.
All right. So that is first one is a miss.
Or are they just like ambush predators?
A miss and frog blast frog there is a miss. Oh.
And then I'm gonna use. To move into there.
You got to go through the bottom there.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Through here? Or I guess I could just go here. I guess I can go here. As long as I can see the frog. There's a large
frog filling the doorway.
Yeah, technically you can move past things, I think, as long as, but it's difficult terrain to do that.
Yeah.
Move. I think.
Move past, I'm going to stay here. So. Enemy 5E.
Yeah, but I'm not.
Okay, got to stay there. All right.
Yeah. So I will. Now, you said we leveled to level 9, right, Dave? And we didn't get the new
spells.
But did you give us the spell slots?
No, we haven't. You haven't rested.
Okay. So that means I still have 2 fourth level spells left. But I'm going to save those for now because that's all I've got. So I'm going to check off those 2 so I don't think I can use them.
Check off.
I am going to. Was that guy close enough?
He might be.
I am going to cast Word of Radiance, and I should be able to hit this guy and this guy.
Word of Radiance.
Word of Radiance.
Line of sight. Word of Radiance.
The creatures have to be within 5 feet of me.
All right. You utter a divine word, and burning radiance erupts from you. Each creature of your choice that you can see within range must succeed. So technically can't see the guy behind you.
How can't I see the guy behind me?
Because you're looking at the guy in front of you.
That's not how that works.
That's how eyes work.
Yeah.
Any creature within 5 feet of me.
It says, you utter a divine word and a burning radiance erupts from each creature of your choice that you can see within range. Correct. Must succeed on a cut.
That creature is not behind cover. I can see him.
All right. I'll give it to you.
I know. Damn rules.
Constitution saving.
Con save.
All right. So two con saves. Orange is going to be toppy.
Two con.
Does a 17 and a 21 work?
Yeah, they both work, so neither of them take any damage.
Right? All or nothing. All or nothing.
That's cantrips.
Right? Thank you for wasting the frog's time.
Well, bright flashlight. Maybe it'll get their attention.
Shatari! Giant frog. Put in the room. Craziness, craziness, craziness. You're in this doorway. Corey and Ran and Rat are filling this bone room. What's going on? What are you going to do?
An obvious
the bone room.
It's a drink. That's a drink.
Name of the brothel we're going to open when we get to.
Not going to be the hook horrors. The amount of times that Dave had to say that was almost comical.
Hook horrors.
So good. Hook horrors.
Yeah, that's the worst, Dave.
Hook horrors. Yeah. Hook horrors. What's going on? You gonna come into the room?
I don't know if I want to.
No?
I am still not doing go super into this great.
Room. Sure. Not super great? Okay.
Come in here.
With the other frog? There's a frog in there.
Yeah, but just you go over here. I think, would she be able to occupy that space in the corner there, Dave, if you feel?
Yeah, she could probably occupy that space in the corner. That's not a problem. I could see that. I can.
Okay, would you be part of the whatever? Move, and then I'll look at that frog that's in this room here, and I'll say, Wibbit Wobbit. As in.
You're going to say what?
Wibbit Wobbit.
what did you say?
Yeah. I speak
all people's words.
That frog just dies of like mortification. It's like,
is that what I sound like?
It's gonna, yeah, like insulted so bad. Basically, like, why are you walking around in bare feet? That's fucking gross, man.
You don't know my life. Wow. How dare you?
Because Matthew McConaughey rolls over in his grave right now, Logan.
What's what is that? Is that a that's a Constitution saving throw for that? I can't remember.
Wisdom?
What is it?
Wisdom saving throw.
Wisdom. Wisdom.
Wisdom.
This may surprise you, but frogs are not that wise.
Really?
Yeah.
Are they also weak against psychic damage?
They might. That was only a 9.
Oh, yeah. You're going to take some psychic damage.
I'm going to take some psychic damage.
You want to take some psychic damage. Are we over at the 11th level now? No, we're not.
No. Slow your roll a little bit.
From 8 to 11 real fucking quick.
I was excited there for a second. You're going to take...
You guys, one level a little early and fucking all hell breaks loose. What is that going to be?
5 points of psychic damage.
Five points of psychic damage.
And...
Right?
Disadvantage on the next attack roll it makes before the end of its next turn.
Come on, really?
Yep.
That's bullshit.
I mean,
Ranarat.
Ranarat said that they would like to firebolt the closest one.
Firebolt the closest one. All right. Roll for Ranarat, I guess.
I will. I'm gonna do it on the roll 20s.
Yeah.
Cool.
Hey,
16.
I'm gonna say it's a hit without the whatever. Yeah. But you know what is? You know what is? What's it is? Right. Should be the same as yours.
Believe firebolt is modifier. Yeah.
No 2d8 or whatever. What is?
2d10.
2d10 for sure. 2d10? I let you do that?
Right? Seems like every time. It's crazy. I love it.
Maybe it's not Elder's Blast.
Are you sure?
I mean,
all right.
This is what the words are saying to me.
Yes,
I could be wrong. I have had words lie to me before.
All right. What is the damage? 2d10.
The damage is...
Oh, pair of fives.
10. 10. Nice. Okay. That's pretty impressive.
10 damage. 10.
10.
10. As the Australians would say, 10.
Well, the frog definitely didn't like that.
Oh, how much didn't? Like enough to leave?
No.
Have we made it uncomfortable for the frog yet?
Yeah, we have. Well, I mean,
Terry already yelled racist things at it, so.
Yeah. and I'm going to.
What was the shit that she shouted at him? Ribbit Robbit or something?
Yeah.
Wibbit, like Wibbit Robbit.
Like Robbit Robbit.
I'm going to guess an 11 misses. 11 misses.
He has a speech impediment, madam. How dare
you? Right? 11 so misses. So he went. To Ranorat.
Oh, probably. I've got a.
Yeah.
I got a 12, yeah. And Corey's fucking you're fat, fine. Dumb, and you're happy.
Fine. You're fine. Frog number 3, he's going to make a leap.
What?
Wow. To there, and he's going to attack Harumph.
What?
What?
I need some okay. Good. Midnight. Missing. Fucker.
Got that tongue action.
Frog was in that hole for a long time. That's looking fucking kind of.
He's nice. Gonna come there. He's some fucking. Show me some magic.
Is there a fucking Mrs. door in this room that we can just close?
Dave, I hate to do it to myself, but he should have advantage from there.
Oh, he should. Okay. Still misses.
Score.
Right, frog 2. He's gonna come here. Fucking misses. I'm running out of dice to roll here. I'm running out of dice.
Good. Just avoid the orange creamsicle.
it failed me. It failed me.
You should set it.
Traitorous. You know.
Yep.
Dave's just got a fireplace full of dice.
It is going in the jail.
Ah, you got one of those too.
In the fucking jail.
Have your light on?
I killed the light. I left it on by accident.
Yeah, that'll happen.
Yeah, that'll happen. Okay, Corey. Giant frog in there. What's going on?
Well, I mean, fireballs have been hitting, so.
Fire bolt.
Yeah, but fireball? Like, fireball oh, no. Would yeah. Be like.
All right, well, you know what? Fuck it. You do
I've
what
got
you're gonna
fifth
do.
Level that's just sitting here, just waiting to be used.
Please, no.
Oh, you don't have that yet. You don't have that yet. I'm asleep.
No. Fire bolt. Yes.
Right?
I will.
Roll a hit.
Fire one up. No, it's almost exactly the same again. 17?
Yeah. 17. 17 is a hit. Roll me some damage.
A 6 and a 5. 11. Hey, look at how 11, fast that math was.
11 points of damage.
I've been studying.
That's why we got to keep you playing. Get better at it.
And, all right.
Also, yeah? Does this room have a fucking door? Like that purple line there? Is that an actual door?
It's like the secret door.
Yeah, it's a cracked open secret door.
Can I close the secret door? And then
where you're standing is the door to the room.
It was a secret door. Okay.
Yeah.
Can I close the secret door with this toad in here?
Not in the way, no.
This thing's large. It's bigger than us.
Stupid toad.
This isn't like a little, like, Labrador. This is a horse.
Yeah. This is a big, big, angry, hungry frog.
I mean, we've had horses inside the shacks before, so.
We had a hot tub, remember? We got in so much trouble.
Did not. I don't know if you really call that
one naked tub. Person sitting inside the washer is not a hot tub, okay?
That was Van Derm. That was different.
Right.
Okay. Harumph.
Oh. What about
you? You can feel these frogs breathing down on you.
Ran Rat had a 20.
I mean, Ran Rat had a 20. He already went.
Oh, did he? Oh,
okay. Yeah.
All right. What should I do? Well, let's try Word of Radiance because they're all around me now.
All right.
Do that again. My D6 is ready. Ooh, I rolled good damage. They have to beat a 16.
Beat a 16. All right. So one on top in front. He failed. One just right below you. Failed. What the fuck? One to your very right. Failed and fucking failed. Holy.
So they're each going to take 15 points of radiant damage.
Fuck what? Yeah.
11 and guesses? I get my plus 4.
Do you get to add that?
You betcha.
What? Give me.
How did you get so many adds?
I get to add my wisdom modifier to all of my cantrip damage.
What?
You betcha. It is a class feature. It is, yeah, it's a wrath thing. No,
so it's 2d6, right? Okay, so how much was that? 14?
I rolled 11, and I had a plus 4 for my wisdom modifier, so it's 15 points of radiant damage.
15 points of radiant damage is bullshit.
1-5.
Bullshit. I don't like that.
They didn't either.
Yeah, no, they really didn't like that.
There it is.
All right.
Potent spellcasting, Arcana Domain 8, Skag, page 126. I add my wisdom modifier to the damage I deal with my cleric cantrips.
What is that?
It's from the Skag. It's potent spellcasting. Arcana Skag. Domain. Cleric.
Skag. What's fucking Skag?
Yeah.
Sword Coast Adventures Guide.
Oh. It was like. That it was that meth dealer down on 170.
Yeah. Right? Oh, old Skag. You know Skag, too.
No, Jimmy the Skag.
You left her two fucking levels down because you couldn't convince her to leave.
Well, we couldn't heal her.
Jesus. Okay. So that guy's dead. That guy, he takes some damage.
Oof. Frog's legs. We're getting free food.
That guy takes some damage.
This was
and that guy took some damage.
We'd be eating good right now, boys.
Right?
We'd be eating good right now.
But how big boys. Those things are.
Okay.
That's like a.
See, I don't chicken. Understand the choices.
The oh. frogs have made.
I understand Shatari's choice. apparently. Shatari had an emergency.
She said something about the fiber gummies are working.
Fiber snacks out. Are working. But I don't understand everybody's like, why are you all leaving in the middle of a battle, you fuckers? All right, Shatari, we're just going to pass through. Ranarat, you know what? Yeah. Not here. Giant toad.
Taking the hits, but not allowed to get
in. I'm moving things along so we don't have to worry about who did what, where did that, and we'll go from there. All right, giant toad, obviously not a huge concern. Which one's number 3?
Okay, so now this fucking thing is dead. Is it still blocking the secret passage for us?
Yeah. Yes, giant toad 3 misses. Frog 2 misses. Fucking metal die out. And jump right out of the box. And misses. Fuck sakes.
Everything's coming up Milhouse.
Sorry, speaking of metal die and everything, guys. Matt and I are going to be doing the Calgary Comic Con Fan Expo. Like coming up next weekend. Is there anything that you guys are looking for or anything you would like?
Cast members who stay for battle.
Jesus, David. I mean, you want me to see everything? A fucking unicorn? I mean,
right? A unicorn. No, I've seen other podcasts. I know it can happen.
That's true.
Fuck. Hey, so how about those Oilers?
How about those Oilers? Corey.
Yes.
Dead, angry frog blocking the doorway. Haruf is fucking surrounded by hungry frogs. What are you going to do?
Oh, there's more of her mad.
He's like, I can hear every goddamn word you fucking saying to me. Right?
Yep. But he was muted, so he couldn't say shit.
I muted myself in deference of my playing performers, and that's fine.
I wanted did your fiber treats work as well, or
they did?
Yeah.
Both that's of why you. It was a case of this is not guys, waiting until
you guys are seeing.
This is not.
Yeah.
This is not waiting until we're done the podcast. This is happening immediately.
Immediately. So we had two emergencies.
That's a good in my defense, Jesse brought home pasta, and that had cheese in it. And I But also, I have eaten so many fiber-dense cookies lately because I made them and I was having issues. So... that's been happening.
Now you're not.
Yeah.
Excellent.
This house is clear.
You're all horrible people.
You know, Dave, it doesn't usually happen, but when it does...
No, it doesn't. I can't fault you.
Yeah, Chase is rocking a G&T. I think I'm going to have one of those tonight.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I got some.
Did she squirt lime into it? Because if you don't squirt lime into it, it's not a G&T. You've got to have the lime.
Mm-hmm. No. You got to put cucumber in it, and then it's not terrible tasting.
Why would you put cucumber in a gin and tonic?
Why would you put lime? Because
then it makes it next level. You gotta give amazing.
A gin and tonic has to have that splash of citrus. I will accept the lemon.
Is the tonic already not like
cucumber?
Citrusy enough?
No, the tonic's like quinine. That stuff is just straight up medicine.
It's tasty.
Well,
it is. That's why a lot of this is stopped malaria.
Well,
I don't know. I like this one more than I like the
feet. Gin is made with juniper berries, is it not?
Yeah.
Yes. So it's the quinine in the tonic water. Is what
I thought it was the juniper berries that the gin.
No, quinine is what they used to treat malaria back in the day.
And it glows under black light.
Bark of a tree.
Yeah. It's beautiful.
No. Anyways, Corey, what's going on?
Well, now she's covered in fucking frog. I can't close the goddamn door. And there's three others outside.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a door to her back.
Uh-huh.
Corey's just going to leave.
All right.
Fucking typical. Right. That's what this is.
But I'm going to leave, and I'm going to hold the door open, and she's going to say, but I obviously can't close the fucking door that the dead one is blocking right now. So get your goddamn asses out here and maybe we can sort of muster some sort of a response to this fucking toad incident. This is fucking bullshit. We just killed a fucking druid and here we are getting lambasted by four frogs.
This toad jam?
Oh, jeez.
Do you have an inspiration point?
Hey,
do you have an inspiration point?
I doubt it. You're taking one away?
Fucking I am.
Toad, man.
Good thing I don't have one.
Corey's negative one. Win. You owe me one.
What? Oh, that's not
she's
fair.
She's going to step out, hold the door open.
That was
be
a
like,
glorious joke.
It was not. It was fucking horrible.
It was fantastic. I don't care what you say.
Get the fuck in the other room and we'll lock him in here and then think about all the horrible decisions we've made that led us to this point.
Counterpoint. There's four toads and four of us. I don't know if you've seen...
There's only three toads.
Delicious in Dungeon.
Ah!
What? You want to wear them? No spoilers.
Well, yeah.
No spoilers.
I don't know what you're talking about, Raph, but we don't all watch the same porn as you.
That's not porn. It's Delicious in Dungeon. You haven't watched that yet, Chase?
That doesn't sound like a porn name.
Oh, it's on Netflix.
Alex.
Which is why you probably haven't seen Delicious in Dungeons.
Guess what? Got something for you to watch.
Your face. Face.
Where are you going
now? Actually, is Netflix on your registry, Chase?
I'm going to have to cancel one of my subscriptions, and I refuse to get rid of my anime.
Is Netflix anime. Your registry, though?
What?
Why is...
Is Netflix on your bridal registry?
I don't have a bridal registry.
She only allows herself so many. Mm-hmm. So she has to get rid of one if she gets another one.
How can you help us help you? Put Netflix on your bridal registry. Maybe we'll gift it to you.
Yeah. I will absolutely throw down money for that.
Or you don't have to give me anything.
That's not how this works.
But the password. An
yeah. Right?
Option. But don't share it. Just give it. And then
you know how broke I am going to be in a month? We are spending like a lot of fucking money, and then Jesse immediately goes to school. I want to have a party soon, but realistically, probably not until next year.
Netflix watching party. Delicious in a Dungeon.
There we go.
I'm always down for watch parties. I mean,
if I'd go for a watch party, it would be, I'd watch Fallout again.
Oh my goodness. Oh,
wait.
Now we've done it.
Fiber cookies work again. Oh, no, she's back. Never mind.
She got Jesse the blue suit for his wedding gift.
You know what just showed up in the fucking...
The blue suit for you to wear for Jesse. I got it. We can't read that.
We can't see it.
Give me a second.
This is fun. This is a fun one. I'm guessing it's Fallout.
Fine.
Is it Fallout New Vegas 76? Can't see that.
Go over the garden wall.
No.
That's so cute.
How did we go from Fallout to Over the Garden Wall?
Watch party.
Not even in the same boat.
Yeah.
They stopped making those fucking DVDs. Get excited.
Okay, but it's not fall right now. It's spring.
That's right.
Don't yuck my summer.
I nerded out about Fallout. It's made me want to go back and play New Vegas because that skyline at the end.
Yeah.
No spoilers. Also,
they come across two people crossing a bridge. This isn't spoilers. That fucking girl, totally Cricket from Fallout 4. Tell me I'm wrong.
She did.
Oh, yeah?
Sorry.
I just started playing Fallout 4 again, and I just bumped into Cricket outside of Fallout 81.
I love Cricket. Big booms, little booms. I got them all.
Yeah. But,
anyways,
who knows?
Back to Toad. Yeah.
Anyways, Corey.
Stepped out of the room, holding the door open.
Confirming I got an inspiration for that joke. Okay, right. Putting that down.
No, I removed an inspiration. You owe me one. Harumph.
Yes?
In your negative inspirations, what are you doing?
Well, I'm obviously going to fucking spook them by speaking again. Huzzah! So they're going to make me another con save. Just hope I don't roll high again for damage. Oh, that's not bad.
All right. First one.
Oh, wow.
16. So one right below you is 16. Those fiber cookies are really working.
Oh, wow. That was the other end.
One right below you, 17. No, wait. Okay. One to the right of you, 17. One below you is 16. One to the right of you, 17. The guy in the angle.
Neat beat and... 10. So one fails. He is going to take, I rolled a 1 and a 6, plus 4 is 11. 11 radiant damage.
11.
Is it possible for me to actually get past that frog? Because he's pretty big and dead in the doorway now.
It'd be difficult terrain.
Difficult terrain? It's a little packed to get out of here. Can you move the amphibian?
What are you going for? Are you going to try to get him to... You're not going to try to crawl over a dead frog?
No, because the other two haven't even gotten out of the room yet.
right? Okay, so you're gonna stay?
No, I will make the run, so they're all gonna have a reaction attack.
Right? All right, one right below you.
Attack of opportunity. At least they don't have advantage.
One to the angle of you. Misses. Fucking, what is wrong with my dice? They are not rolling anything. Misses.
Apparently all these toads are females.
Right?
Because they're misses.
Misses. Shatari.
Way worse than Toe Jam. That was way worse than Toe Jam. Not fair. Not fair.
I'm just doing it for laugh, not for the inspirations.
Okay, so now it's just
you did it for the
Corey
lulls.
Who's not in the room.
Just the lulls.
Just Corey who's not in the room.
Because I'm fucking waiting for the rest of you to get your fucking feet moving.
You should be able to see into that room and possibly view one of them there, Shatari. So you could probably give one another blast of nasty words.
Can I see them? I can probably see this one, right, Dave?
Yeah, you can probably see that guy.
Okay. Robert! I can't.
This is a family show, you know.
She's really just doubling down on that.
I don't like the veiny skin that's in between your fingies. It's gross. You should probably put some lotion on.
It's a wisdom save, right?
Please fail. I want to see it become self-conscious about its hands.
16.
That's a pass.
Sucker.
That's a pass. Your words have no effect here. Ranrat.
He knows his worth. Oh, Chitari, are you moving?
Am I moving? No.
Are you moving?
No.
You want to move?
All right.
No. Well. They're gross. I don't want to get closer to that.
Why am I holding this fucking door then? Get out. Out.
We just have these three.
Those three.
If I was to drop a fireball right here, is that going to miss my party?
30 foot radius?
20
foot, 20 foot? 20 foot, I think, but maybe.
Fireball.
20 foot radius.
This is a 40 foot diameter.
Yeah.
If we put it in the middle there. Did we get harumph?
Go a little further.
What if I put it? I could probably put it there and then it'll miss, yeah.
Woo! Fuck yeah. Mm. Do it.
Yeah,
I believe in you.
Ha! I guess. Yeah. Alright.
Fireball,
huh? Fireball! Alright.
Flash, cook them toadies.
What am I? 2, 4, 6. Oh, I need another 2.
All right, so first frog.
That is going to be 10. 20.
He failed.
32.
One in the middle passed.
34 damage total.
Does a 17 beat your...
Yes.
Okay, DC's so 15. Top. So what is it, 34?
Shield. What about shield?
34.
Frogs are shielding.
Frog. Frogs three.
They keep calling them frogs. And they're toads.
Right?
Eight.
So embarrassing.
Right. 34, so 15, 16 out of that guy. And that guy. Okay.
17. 34 divided by 2 is 17.
All right. I will adjust that. There we go. Okay.
How are they looking?
They're still up and running?
One's looking fucking crispy, and the others are not that far behind.
All right, giant.
I will beat a hasty retreat over here with
three.
Sorry.
All right. Beating a hasty
retreat. I've got my fucking part!
Oh, that was perfect.
Right? This guy, he's going to run in here.
He's going to attack Chitauri. Ooh! About fucking time. Ooh. Not natural 20. Is that hit? Is that hit?
Chitauri's like, no.
Yes, it hits. Non-natural 20 hits. I know it hits.
Hit Dave.
And it's going to do hour and 15 minutes, the first time I'm rolling damage. Max, it is going to do 12 points of piercing damage.
What?
And then, yes.
No. Ow. No, that's it.
Are you dead?
That's no, I'm not you dead. Can. But I'm fucking close.
And then it's going to do...
Oh, no.
He's not done yet.
Dave.
Oh, wait, there's more.
Max. Oh, my God. 10 points of poison damage.
Chitauri goes down.
Oh, no.
Chitauri was at 20 hit points.
Right? And you are grappled now. You're not even on the ground yet. It is wrapped up.
What is the point in grappling me? I am a sack of fucking flesh potatoes right now.
Exactly. And you know where you're going next?
In my belly.
Downtown to Chinatown.
Both of these are hungry frogs. Hungry frogs. Okay, toad number one. He's going to come up to there, and he's going to attack Harumph. Oh, does a 20 hit?
Nope.
Motherfucker!
Dave, tell us how you feel.
This guy is going to stand on the body of his friend.
I love it.
And he's going to attack.
Little toad on toad action. Little toad
stab. Come on, you motherfucker!
He's stubbed on a toe.
Natural one.
Does a 22 hit?
Ooh. 22 does hit. Should I shield at the fourth level just to piss him off?
Yes. I mean, obviously.
I'll fucking.
So that is, it's 5 points of piercing.
Piercing. Hold on a
second. And 10 points of poison. Okay. And you were grappled.
Oh, shit. Okay.
That's all right.
Tongue grappled.
Oh, again, he's been alone for a while, so that's...
Right?
Most action he's had in a while.
And, yeah.
And
that
now?
Is that. And now, Corey.
Yay! I don't understand. I'm holding the fucking door for you guys. What the fuck is it about you that you can't just leave the goddamn room? Like,
I'm literally holding the
fucking door open for you.
Now they're all grappled up.
That's right, I am.
Making them restrained. The restrained creature speed becomes zero, and it can't benefit from any bonus to its speeds.
Right.
Attack rolls against the creature have advantage, and the creature's attack rolls have disadvantage. The creature has disadvantage on dexterity saving throws.
Hit something.
Extros. Well, Corey's going to step back into the line.
Right.
And I am going to fire bolt the one. Is it this one here that I'm clicking on that has.
Has Chitauri? Yes.
Kay. Yes. And it's going to have a little cover.
Little cover?
A little cover in count of all the people you got to go through.
Me?
One people.
One
what
people.
If, what if I choose one, to disregard one wrapped that
cover? Up, one wrapped up people with a giant frog. So,
what's the worst that's going to happen to Chitauri? She gets a little singed.
Right. Yeah. Roll me to hit.
Attack. Sorry, David, could you pronounce
roll
that again?
Two hits.
Roll a hit.
Roll me a tit.
Roll me a tit. Yeah.
Jesus Christ, this thing keeps rolling the same fucking number. 17.
Us.
17. Let me see what. Yeah, you get to roll 17.
Well, it was it was an 8 plus 9 to hit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'll give you 8 plus 9. That's a hit.
Yeah!
Yeah.
Yes. Cook 'em.
That's 7. Oh, and a 5. 12.
4. 12. 12. The frog splatters to the floor, dropping Chitauri. I'll be nice. I won't roll a point of damage. Death saving throw. But yeah, you have killed that frog.
Splash! And then I am going to get out of the way and tell her to get out of the fucking room.
You realize she's unconscious, right?
Yeah, no, yeah, I'm not. Was she unconscious? Going anywhere.
Yeah.
Oh, for
she was about to have a she really down. Bad fucking day. That would have been permadeath.
Oh, from poison?
Swallowing?
No,
from guessing acid.
Being eaten. Yeah.
Stomach acid when you get in there.
But frogs just poop out their victim's hole, right? Like undamaged?
They just do their eyeballs, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Squish them down with the eyeballs? Okay. Where does that leave us? That leaves us with Harumph. Harumph, what's going on? Corey, now Chitauri is passed out, unconscious on the ground, bleeding and poisoned.
Well, I think I'm going to do, I'm going to pop it again just because. So I'm going to pop Word of Radiance, so they're going to make me a con save again.
You're fucking okay, I got handfuls of fucking D20s, and barely any of them are rolling over fucking 8.
So that's one fail?
It's easy though.
No, I haven't rolled yet. Fuck. 16.
That's a pass.
Hey!
That's one. Where's the other?
I'm working on it. I gotta pick my fucking dice. I don't think I've rolled you yet. 6.
All right, so one of them is going to take 5 plus 4 plus 4, so 13 points of radiant damage to whichever one failed.
All right, so 13 for the guy who failed. Let's call Frog 2 a fail, but all right.
Which one is which?
That's the bottom one failed.
Which one croaks?
Nobody croaks. Jesus Christ. You are walking a very thin line here.
They don't croak?
No.
A thin line of awesome.
I felt like there was a lot of damage.
Chitauri.
Fire blast.
Chitauri, make me a death saving throw.
Oh, Chitauri.
I don't want
to. You got this.
20. Come on, Chitauri. You can do it.
Do I get any, like, ups or downs or... Actually, wait, yes, I do.
No, you
get
don't.
An up, get an up down? What?
Tima!
Yeah. Hey. Oh, yeah! Shit, the ring. Oh, that also protects her from poison, doesn't it?
Gives her an advantage on saving throws against poison.
Oh.
Advantage against poison.
That's all she needs.
Advantage on death saves! Wow, I'm gonna keep my pressure... So, in case anybody was curious, I rolled a 3 and a 2.
Are you serious?
Okay. That is one failed death save. Thank you.
Some people just can't be saved, you know?
Right? Renrat.
Hawk.
Can I see the two frogs behind Arumph?
They'll have cover, but yeah.
Okay, I would like to twin another fire bolt. Another
sorcery point? Okay, roll me some to hits.
Yep. Yeah, got, I don't know, like 4 sorcery points or something. Let me look for you, Dave.
Oh, I don't know.
I still have 4 sorcery points. Yep.
There you go. Roll,
so
roll
me some the to first hits. One is a 16. First one is a 16, and the other one is a 19.
All right, those are hits. Roll me some damage.
Cook 'em, Matt. Cook 'em.
So that is a 13 for the first guy, and a 4 for the second guy.
Womp womp. Okay, so first guy would be the one right in front of you.
Specify. Yes. That,
okay.
This one.
Oh, sorry. No. sorry. That's 12 for the second guy.
12?
14 and 12.
All right.
12 for the second guy.
All right. So first one is dead.
Opa.
Opa. Second one is still kicking.
It's holding on.
Holding on.
But that's not the one that had me, right? That was it. Was the other one that just died that had me grappled?
Yeah. And this guy, he's going, to attack. I've not rolled this one yet.
You keep saying that. Again, fireplace full of dead dice.
Okay, here we go for the attack. Giant toad on her rump. And the gods smiled down upon me.
Oh, fuck you.
With a natty 20.
Yay! All right, well, we'll see what happens here.
Time to go to sleep, old timer.
We will see what happens here. I'm going to find some D10s.
Time to go to sleep. You
don't have D10s.
So that is going to be, could have been better. Could have been a lot better. That's going to be 12 points of piercing damage.
Okay.
You guys realize that these toads have gotten in more hits than Willow did?
Yeah. Yeah. That is going to be 11 points of poison damage, and you are grappled.
Deal.
Harump's looking a little rough. I'm not going to lie. Well, he's looking more than a little rough.
He's looking rough.
I didn't hear no bell.
You didn't hear no bell. Corey, giant toad fucking rallies magnificently, getting in a giant chomper of a bite on Harumph. What are you going to do?
Wash, rinse, repeat. Step back into the door.
Yeah.
Fucking get him. Get him
with cover. Roll me a hit.
You know what? I'm not even going to do the math because I rolled a 17 plus 9, which would be a 26 to hit.
7.
20. Okay, 17, whatever.
Plus 9, 26. Oh,
sorry, my bad. I thought you said
yeah.
19.
Roll me some damage.
What damage is? No, well, I mean, that's not bad. That's a 3. Second damage is a 10.
13.
13
points of damage.
Is it fire?
Yep.
Nice.
Exploding the back of his head. And final frog. Because we have some death saving throws to roll here, I'm going to keep us in, for lack of a better word.
I still have an action, right?
No, you used your action.
No, I used my
action.
I used my cast spell.
Yes, that's your action.
But yeah, I have movement. Sorry.
You have movement. Yeah. Are you going to go fucking curb stomp
Chitauri? Like, are you going to leave?
She's had a good time. Maybe Chase just wants her second character.
Look at the flowers, Chitauri. Look at the flowers.
Look at the flowers. So what are you going to do then with your movie mint?
I am going to run into the room.
Run into the room.
And I'm going to bonus action prep a potion.
Can't do that. No.
I follow the real potion rules.
I will run into the room and I will cradle her body. And then I will give her a potion on my next turn.
Right. Harumph.
Yeah. So now that all the frogs have hopped into this room and are, well, except for that one, the other room is now clear.
Yep.
Chitauri's laying on the ground. So, do I have any
healing left?
She's fine. She's totally fine.
I mean, you cast a spell. I mean, isn't that what clerics do?
We do when we have spell slots. We do. I'm going.
Well, she's down quite a bit, so I mean, she might need a little more than like a cure light wounds.
I'm just going to slow down the whole dying thing here right now.
Right. Okay.
Now, technically, you can use a medicine kit to do that, can't you?
You can. You have two medicine kit. Do you have one?
I believe I do. Just checking here. Oh, no, I don't. So it looks like I'm using a healing potion.
Yeah, so there's a healer's kit that uses bandages, salves, and splints. The kit has 10 uses as an action. You can use the kit to stabilize a creature that has 0 hit points.
Yeah, but I don't have that, so I am going to pop my second last healing potion and go over by Corey. And while Corey is holding Chitauri's head up and doing the head tilt chin lift,
right,
I am going to pour the potion into her mouth.
Pour the potion into her mouth.
Chitauri, roll 2d4 plus 2.
2d4 plus 2, yeah. Yeah, healing? Yeah.
It's happening! Happening!
It's happening. I don't care, as long as you got one, fuck.
2 hit points. I got 2 ones, right?
No, you got 2 plus 2. You got 4.
Yeah, 4.
No, she rolled a 0. The plus 2 is all she gets.
Yeah.
With how do you roll a 0?
Chase, how are you rolling Dave's dice?
Yeah. Yeah, how does that happen?
I think it sounds like she's actually choking on it as opposed to being healed.
She gets 4 hit points, but because she's choking, it costs her 2 damage.
Yeah.
Remember when Dave made that comment on, like, sometimes you guys roll really good and I can't trust you? I feel like that's never been an issue for me.
No. I take Jace's rolls 100% base value. In fact, I sometimes think she's fucking herself. I don't know. You're like, reading the dice wrong.
She's into fucking S&M.
Blind to the number one. Completely blind to the number one. It doesn't matter what she rolls.
Every dice Chase rolls is just a
D4. Yeah. Fantastic. You have defeated the giant toads
that
were protecting the circle inset on the floor valiantly. I'm a little sad I didn't get to eat any of you, but I guess that's for the best. If I rolled better, I mean, there's only so much I can do when they only have a plus 4 to hit against your guys. It's like plus fucking 30s.
I mean,
bullshit.
Nice. Sometimes it's nice to work.
But that's
sometimes
why you had so many of them.
No, well, there was always, well, what I should have done is added more. The original is 4 frogs, but I should have added more frogs. Right?
You almost killed me again.
Right, and I was going for the swallow. The swallow would have been next, and that was the swallow target is blinded and restrained. It has total cover against attacks and other effects outside of the toad, and takes 3d6 acid damage at the start of the toad's turn.
That'll sting.
Yeah. That will sting. If the toad dies, the swallowed creature is no longer restrained and can escape from the corpse using 5 feet of movement, exiting prone. Yeah. But that would have been a death saving throw pretty well every turn.
Jesus.
Yeah.
So we've got the toads down. That room looks like it's pretty secure, eh? Like with the behind the hidden fucking bone wall and...
Yeah, right.
Harumph is going to gently suggest, perhaps we should take a break and barricade that door with the body of the other frog.
Right.
And we'll just... So he's going to gently, like, herd Chitauri into the room. Chitauri, go in the room.
The room that I'm already in?
No, the
other room.
The other one.
With the sun thing.
Cool.
Yeah.
With the giant.
Chitauri's just going to, like, you know when kids are upset and they just, like, roll on the ground? Chitauri's just going to do that. Just
roll
like,
over the toads?
So that you're just going to, like, move really slowly, but still kind of like...
happens.
Grump is then going to, like, stomp through one of the bloody pools where the frogs died.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to leave very, very obvious footprints from there, from where it died, over to the staircase. So it looks like we went back down the staircase.
Okay.
Then you just,
was this a fucking Bugs Bunny cartoon?
I was going to say, you know, frogs are known for their, like, tracking skills.
Well, I'm not worried about frogs. I'm worried about something else coming. But, and then I'm going to take my boots off when I get to the stairs, and then I'm going to walk back to the room and come inside here and just kind of, like, slide down the wall and wait for the others to come in.
But if you're walking back into the room, you have to also step in your bloody footprints to not leave, like, a second set of prints.
That's why I took my boots off, so I'm not leaving a second set of prints.
But dust...
We've already cleared the dust. You walked in here once already.
What if the blood had soaked into your shoes and now has soaked into your socks?
Well, it's not soaking into my socks. I'm not stepping back in the blood. What is wrong with you two?
He's not wearing socks, Jace.
He has galoshes.
That's right.
They are bloodproof.
Okay, so you're all going to barricade yourself in that room there.
We'll pull that one toad over and like push it against the door so there's a giant bloody... toad, and we close the door and click it latched close.
Right.
So hopefully it's not fucking visible, and push that toad against it.
Just for chuckles, there, David.
Right.
I would like to reset the dial to like the dark in winter, and then look over at the toad that we have propped up against the door and see if it turns back to stone or not.
Hey, so you move the dial. Dark in winter.
Reset it.
Toad stays dead.
Well, shit.
Do that.
All right, and I'll go back to summer.
Right, put it back to summer.
But I'll give it a fucking spin. So
did we pull all the toads out of hibernation because it's not winter anymore and toads hibernate in the mud?
No, he was going to go give it a spin and he touched it and that's when they attacked.
Is there any windows in the tower?
I like it.
No,
like
there it. Are not.
Now, that means there's no exits, but...
Yeah. We are going to leave that here.
Hey!
I'll let you know it's about fucking 3, maybe 4 hours since you guys woke up that morning.
Yeah.
So you are not in a long rest.
That's all I wanted was at least a short rest.
Yeah. What you guys can do, and you can roll your hit dice... For next week, and we can just start fresh from there.
You said long rest, short rest,
short rest.
And I think I heard level up, Chase. I think we're at 11 now. Isn't that right?
No,
I heard 11.
No. No. Nine.
I feel like that's total bullshit, but whatever.
Yeah. Alrighty. Even though I haven't had a bunch of fiber cookies, I have had a whole bunch of sparkling water.
Oh, is that making you feel a little?
I have de-sparkled it, and now I'm trying to. It's a catch and release program. I catch these sparkling waters, I de-sparkle them, and then I release it back. You're
re-sparkling
into the wild. Yeah. So we will catch you guys next week. So. Well, you can roll your hit dice off air.
Sweet.
Get all sorted out. And then be ready to go for next week and find out what happens. And between then and now, finish watching Fallout.
Yes.
If you haven't already.
I guess I'll watch it again.
There you go.
Darn.
That's always good, too. All right, you kids have a good night, and I'll see you all next week.
Thank you again, David.
Thank you, Dave. Woo. Good night, everyone. Woo.
Thanks, Dave. Thanks for not dying.
Yeah, thanks.
Bye, Dave. Everybody.
You're all right. Welcome.
Bye. See ya.